When I was sure she had finished, I got up and pulled my underwear off her head, dropping it to the floor in front of her. Her face was red and tear-stained, and she was sniffling with embarrassment. I let her see me walking casually around behind her. I crouched down and put my hands on the back of her thighs so she would know I was looking between her legs. "You wet your panties, didn't you?" I asked, as if it weren't obvious. She said nothing, merely sniffled some more. She may have nodded, but I couldn't see it from where I was. I raised a hand and gave her a stinging slap on the right buttock, making her cry out with surprise and pain. I said, "You wet your panties, didn't you?"
"Yes," she gasped. "I wet.
She took a sudden breath and let it out, sobbing.
My panties. Oh, God.
She continued to sob. "You sure did," I replied, still crouching behind her. "There's a big yellow stain right here." I used a fingertip to trace the outline of the stain in the crotch of her panties. I put my face close to it and sniffed conspicuously. "You smell like piss, too. God, how could you ruin such nice panties like that? I can't believe you peed in your panties." Her sobbing increased. I grabbed the camera and took a close-up of the stain, then walked around in front of her. I said, "Just look at what you did," and showed her the picture. She looked at it and then up at me, her eyes tearful.
"I'm sorry,"
she whispered. I picked up my underwear from the floor. With my free hand, I held her nose shut, then said, "Open your mouth." When she did so, I crammed as much of my underwear in as would fit. Her eyes went wide. Then I released her nose and walked behind her again. I said, conversationally, "You nasty little girl." Then I raised my hand and smacked her behind again, much harder than before. Her scream, again, would have been very loud if it hadn't been severely muffled. I gave her 10 hard strokes, taking my time about it and leaving her lots of room to wonder when the next one was going to fall. By the end, she was practically leaping into the air, chair and all, with each stroke, and when it was done, she was nearly in a state of collapse. Her nose was still stuffed up from crying, and it couldn't have been easy to breathe with her mouth full of my underwear. She alternated, gasping, with sobbing. Her hair was soaked with sweat and standing up wildly all over her head from her convulsions. I went around in front of her again and smoothed it down with my hands, then took my underwear out of her mouth, saying, "There. Now, are you sorry you peed in your panties?" She drew a huge sobbing breath and said,
Yes, I'm sorry, I peed in my panties.
That was a very nasty thing to do. Just smell this. I reached behind her to pick up the wastebasket and placed it in front of her so that her face was practically inside it. "I think you deserve to be punished some more, don't you?" Her voice was barely a whisper, and it echoed strangely into the wastebasket. I went behind her again and eased her panties down as far as they would go. Her naked behind was brick red, and I could see the outline of my hand in a couple of places. I took another picture, then went around in front of her and lifted her chin with my hand so she could see it. She only said,
"Oh,"
and lowered her head again. I picked up a bottle of skin lotion from next to the sink and squeezed some out onto my index finger, then went back behind her. With my free hand, I pulled her left buttock aside and then began smearing the lotion around the entrance to her rear passage. When she felt my finger there, Carol raised her head and asked, her voice plaintive,
"Jonathan, what are you doing?"
I didn't reply until I'd finished applying the lotion, worming my finger a little way into her passage to lubricate that as well, which made her gasp. Then I said, "I think you deserve to have my cock up your ass, don't you?" She was genuinely horrified, I think, by my language as much as my suggestion, and cried out,
"No!"
in a hoarse whisper. I stayed where I was. "I said, I think you deserve to have my cock up your ass." I slapped her behind again, even more viciously, making her breath hiss in between her teeth. "Don't you?" She shook her head vigorously.
"No, Jonathan, I..."
I slapped her behind again. "Don't you?" She cried out,
"Ah!"
Then hung her head. She knew she had no choice anyway.
Yes,
she whispered.
Yes, what?
She began sobbing anew.
Yes, I deserve to have your...
She hesitated and forced herself to speak the nasty word.
Cock. Oh, God, up my...
She hesitated again, then blurted out,
my ass!
And continued to cry. I stepped in front of her. She raised her head and watched as I unfastened and unzipped my pants and stepped out of them, followed by my underwear. I stood with my erect cock in front of her face and said, lick. She immediately stuck out her tongue and began. I said, make sure you get it nice and wet, or you'll lick it off after it's been up your ass. She did her best, considering her awkward position and the fact that her hands weren't free. When I judged it was ready, I told her, there, it's nice and wet. Now, where do you think I should put it? She hung her head again and whispered,
up my ass.
Look at me. She looked up. I feigned shock. You want me to put my cock up your ass? Her eyes began to overflow again, but she kept looking at me and said,
yes, I want you.
She broke off and took a sobbing breath.
To put your cock up my ass.
Say please. She must have known that was coming, but for some reason it made her sobbing increase.
Oh God,
she whimpered.
Please put your cock up my ass.
So I did. Everything about her was petite, so it took time and patience to get my cock fully buried in her passage. From the moment I entered her, Carol began to writhe and arch her back as if she was expecting it to hurt terribly, and I think she was surprised when it didn't, even when I had filled her up completely. And I know she was shocked when I began slowly sliding it in and out of her behind, to discover that it could feel so good. I could tell because her sobs were gradually replaced by little ooh sounds. I kept my strokes very slow at first, allowing her to get used to the sensation. After a while, I asked, do you know what I'm doing? It was hard for her to focus for obvious reasons, but she tried.
You're...
Then nothing. I leaned down as close to her ear as I could and whispered, I'm fucking your asshole. She took a huge gasping breath at this, but made no reply. I began to pick up the pace and said, what am I doing? She let out a long groan of pleasure.
Oh, you're fucking.
And for the first time, she seemed to take pleasure from what she was saying.
My asshole.
And to my surprise, she began to repeat it over and over.
You're fucking my asshole. You're fucking my asshole.
In rhythm with my strokes, both of which gradually became faster and faster, until she had to shorten her contribution to,
fuck my ass, fuck my ass, fuck my ass.
And when I reached around her hip and slipped my hand between her legs, her voice lost all its language and became a kind of strangled howl as she went into orgasm, with me not far behind, so to speak.